Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question. It's very interesting. That question is regards to whether surgery was a legitimate and Islamically approved means to cure ailments. It's interesting to note that we have a hadith narrated from the Holy Prophet regarding the subject. A group of the Prophet's companions came to the Prophet and they asked whether it was permissible for them to take their Muslim neighbor who was ill to a Jewish doctor to cure him of his stomach pain that he was having. The Prophet asked him, does this doctor wish to cure this person of his pain? And the Ansar said that he's going to cut open his stomach and do something to him and cure him in this way. So the Prophet, he disapproved of this method of treatment, but the Ansar kept insisting, so eventually the Prophet, he gave them his permission to do so. Ironically, after the surgery, the person was cured of his ailment, and when the Prophet heard about this, he said that the best treatment is hijamat, or cupping, and the use of black pepper. So it might be understood from this hadith that according to the Prophet, surgery, it's legitimate. It's a legitimate means of curing, but it's only preferable in the situation when there's not an easier cure for a person's ailment. I mean, the Prophet said that it's true that the surgery was successful, you cure this person of his ailment, but you could have done it in a more easy and less cumbersome way by simply referring to hijamat, cupping, or using an herb such as black pepper, and there was no need to cut open this person's stomach, right? So this is the gist of the hadith and what the Prophet wanted to say, and this kind of goes back to a very basic rule in Islamic medicine, and that's it's not good to hasten towards medicine or referring to physician unless it's absolutely necessary. In a hadith, the Prophet said, avoid medicine as long as your body can. As long as your body can bear the ailment, avoid medicine. But if you cannot bear the ailment, then resort to medicine. Right? So as a general rule, in any case, even if it's like a simple, small ailment and it has a simple, cure, you just have to take one pill or something, you should avoid resorting to medicine as long as you can, as long as your body can bear, the pain of the ailment, you should, and you should avoiding the medicine and try to allow your immune system kind of to, fight against the ailment and get rid of it on its own. Imam Ali also said that a Muslim does not seek to treat himself with medicine until the ailment overcomes his health, and there's no other way but for him to resort to the medicine. And Imam Kadhim alayhi salam, in a hadith, he kind of alludes to the reason why this is so. He said, there is no medicine except that it exasperates another ailment, and there is nothing more beneficial to the body than self-restraint from all except that which the body needs. Good. You take a medicine and you want to cure one ailment, it leads to another ailment. You're just exasperating, your ailments and your illnesses. The best thing is to avoid consuming anything that you don't need. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at surgery as a legitimate means of treatment in Islamic medicine. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.